The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. And welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful day as we're having it. We've been having awesome weather up here this week. Of course, it's unseasonal, as they say, but regardless, we're enjoying it. We're loving it. Tomorrow, we should be going back to what we should be having this time. Anyway, welcome to the show. We want to talk about a lot of things today. One of them is, how did we get broken? How did that happen? Welcome to the show, everybody, old and new. What we do here is we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, for you to live at your best self, to have the best life. If you're not enjoying the life you're living, it is a thought that you would have had some time ago. Now you have this ability to recognize that in you, or maybe in others. Can't fix them, but you could definitely change your path. Where you stand now was a decision you made a long time ago. You're just unaware of it. Come to a higher level of consciousness. Tap into the source that governs all of us. Tap into life as we know it, should know it, as move towards taking full charge or advantage of your capability as human beings. We've said many times that we didn't come here by an accident, and I don't believe there's such a thing as coincidence. Everybody who's here made a choice to be here. You're a spiritual being living inside of the human body. The human body, unfortunately, has restrictions, limitations, things it can and cannot do. The mind doesn't. It's the universe, and it could go anywhere, create anything, and bring you to a realization that you are super, greater, bigger than the self that you are aware of. Wake up to that reality. Come to life and understand spiritual existence is a way of life. It is not a religion. It is connecting you intuitively to your creator, which is your higher self, which is you. Wake up is what we talk about. Wake up and understand what's available to you. You showed up here fully equipped to have this amazing life, however you set it out for you to live here. You have willed it. You have created it. You're standing there. Can you change it? Others don't have the ability to govern your life, nor should they be telling you how to live your life. This is your time. This is your space. This is everything to you. Don't be selfish. Don't be egoic. Live among everybody who is exactly like you. Wake up and understand that we share this beautiful world together, and it is perfect. You may disagree with that, but compare it to what? Therefore, it's unique. Therefore, it is as it is. Therefore, it is perfect. When you look at a pattern of tiles laying on the floor or on the walls or on the ceiling, you see that they create a greater picture, a greater image. Each tile represents something and does something for itself. It is not the be-all and end-all. We are to experience everything that exists here and not to think we're that single tile that's going to make the difference. It adds as a part of the big picture, but it is not the big picture. It is just a single part of it. If you're that one tile thinking that you're the supreme or the lesser, you're not the case. Every single tile that's on that wall, floor, or ceiling is of the same brand, from the same place, by the same method, installed by the same person probably. But you get my point. Wake up and don't think somebody else has leg up over you. The God that we serve, some will say he's in the ocean, which means the fish would have an advantage on us, or is in the sky, which means the birds would have an advantage on us, or he's on earth, which means we would have advantage over both of those situations. However, it is everywhere equally, all a part of our existence. We are a part of this universe. You were made from the universe. The universe is in you. You are not the person or the one that's in the universe. Everything that makes it up is a part of everything that make you. Wake up to that reality. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for many people for sending their questions to me all the time. I appreciate you being there. Why do we talk about spirituality? Why do I open this door? Why do I sit here every day we're doing the show and tell you to wake up? Why is that of a concern? Well, here's the thing. I feel that every single one of us has a responsibility to do something on this planet. You came here to serve a purpose. So we're always encouraging people to find the purpose. I said to a friend last night that if you have a special gift to give to the world and you choose not to do it, you are cheating me and everyone else. You have this duty. What we speak of all the time is wanting you to find your purpose. No one can tell you what that is. Through time, your practices, your meditation, and just general good health, you will be raised inevitably to a higher level of consciousness. And when you get there, you will soon find out why you're here. Wake up, take that step towards the spiritual path and look into finding out how to live your best self. Welcome to the show. I'm thanking all the longtime listeners, supporters, people who are brand new, everybody for being here. I want to thank you and welcome you to the Barrington Show. Welcome everybody from anywhere around the world where you are listening today. Welcome home. And as I say welcome home, I mean the place where you belong, where your heart is, where spiritual lifestyle exists for you to live your best self. If you seek to find the end of our existence, I please urge you to find the beginning first, because it'll be easier if you know where to begin. There is no end, and we've talked about this quite a few times. I've said many times we are what we think we are, and we're acting as we thought we would, and we're doing all the things to allow us to stay in this situation based on the information that we're feeding into our minds on an everyday lifestyle, livable life. How did we get broken? And I say that because I had a conversation with a person this week who had expressed to me that they were tired and didn't want to live anymore, to be a part of the human lifestyle, the flesh, the body, the whole nine yards. They didn't want to do that anymore. And of course, it started by me asking a simple question is, why do you look so sad? And of course, I was told a whole bunch of things. Now, this particular person, of course, has gone through a very rough life upbringing and feels that everything that she attempted to do resulted in failure. And I would ask, well, describe the failure to me, because you've experienced it and you've got knowledge from it and you know probably never to do it again. Wouldn't all that represent success? If you set out to accomplish something and first you label it with, I am going to fail, then there's no need to start that quest. You've already given up on achieving success. If you go to war thinking that you're going to lose, I'm saying you don't need to go. You've already lost. I realized that this person had gone through many, many different attempts of changing their situation, changing the lifestyle, because they weren't having any fun with it. And at this particular point, this person thought, okay, well, I've tried everything else, and everything else seems to result in failure. And I just was curious, as if, have you ever tried to get rid of a memory? I don't know if that's possible. Have you ever tried to get rid of the idea of failing? Well, you just have to replace that in a simple concept with the knowing of winning, knowing of accomplishing, knowing of success, whatever your success is going to be. Thinking you're going to fail, you've already ordered doom. Knowing you're going to win, you will. We as human beings have this amazing ability to create anything that we want for ourselves. We don't have much control over creating it for others. You know, you build that perfect home for somebody and they may not want that. But as for yourself, you have this amazing ability to create anything that you want for you. This is why we talk about spirituality. This is why I open the door. And a lot of people who are not, you may not be interested in wanting to know your life is fine, it's content, everything is fantastic and great. What if there's more you can add to that superb list? Wouldn't you want to at least explore that ability, that opportunity? Wake up. Whatever you seek, you will find it. Let's seek happiness. And I was having the conversation and I wanted to continue to say, you have to change the information that you're given yourself. You have to figure out a way to change the information or the message that's written on your soundboard or your wall or stuck to your computer on a sticky tape. And there's been so many of them stuck to the computer or the wall that you get confused by it. If you seek, you will find. And no matter where you are in life, you do have the ability to change everything about you. And it's a simple adjustment of changing your perception and how it is. Now, let me say, all things that happens to you is not necessarily a bad thing. You may label it as such, but sometimes it could be just the education. If you're setting out to become that CEO leader or the big Fortune 500 companies or any of these things that you set out, that is within you. That ability is within you. When we say wake up, we're hoping the simple word as wake up will make you take a good look and see if you're doing or living the superb life that you deserve. It's your birthright. If you're a teacher of teaching others what not to do, then you might say your life is a mess up, or they may say it's not looking pretty, but that could have been your purpose, to be the teacher. In your life, everything that comes into path, it sounds, into your path, it serves a purpose. If we're not willing to follow the blueprint that is given to us to build this infrastructure, we're going to make a mess of it. When we talk to about getting into a path of spirituality, we're saying connect yourself where you fully understand the blueprint, the format, how it's laid out, how it's supposed to be. Guessing is never a good thing. I do a lot of construction work, and the first thing they do is hand me a blueprint. And I follow the blueprint based on how it was laid out. And at the end of it all, it's all there. Well, yours exists. for the life you live in, it exists. And this is why we talk about wanting you to do meditation, to tap into that source that opens that door, that introduces you to the power that you are. How do we get broken? We listen to others and we follow them. And sometimes your best friends or closest family member or mentor or leader or group, they have an ulterior motive that you may not know about until it's too late. But if you follow yourself, you are going to do what your purpose is sent you here, or you've come here for. I've said on many of the shows, nobody can tell you how to live your life. You know, we're raising children, we're parents, and we guide them a certain way, and we tell them to avoid this, avoid that. We feed them, you know, as best as we can. We do an immaculate job of being their parents. And this is what we do. However, when you go out in the world as a professional, everybody checks your credential. They want to know if you have a driver's license. They want to know if you've got identification to identify yourself. They want to know if you have a license to operate this duty, to be this doctor, to be this plumber, to be this electrician, to be. They want to know that you're qualified. They will check your credentials. This is what we do. Is there anyone out there checking the credentials on a family to see if those two who's produced that family has the capability of governing that family to prosperity or success, whatever that may be? No one has ever checked my credentials as parenting. We figure it out, so they say. Instinctively kicks in, so they say. But how many people do you know out there who's doing this job as parenting that you're saying, oh my God, I can't believe this? It's simple. Do your part. Be your best self. If you are broken, and the best way to break somebody is to let them be raised by somebody who's broken. What message are you sending to that child? Seek for yourself, your optimum super self, and live connected to the blueprint that was infrastructured to design, that was designed to get you through your path. Then you're following the spiritual lifestyle, and you're living a very, very spiritual life. And in doing so, you pass that information on to the ones that's in your care. Remember now, you only get about 5 years to make your children become who they're going to become. First 5 years of their life. It's like going to kindergarten. They say you learn everything as you enter kindergarten, and you just expand on it for the rest of the time that you're in school, being educated or being taught academic things. The same thing falls true. The first 5 years of that child's life in your care, you have given him over 400 years of history. So if you're a happy person, you can assume this is going to pass on. If you're not, same story is true. If you're successful in doing masonry work, you're teaching them how to do work, not necessarily to be a mason, but you're teaching them. But if you're not, and you're sitting on the couch watching TV, you're also teaching them. If you're doing the drugs or drinking the alcohol, your children will see you having fun, laughing, playing around, having a good time when you're sitting in their presence doing that drug or that alcohol or that partying environment, and they will associate this as how it should be, and you can rest assured when it's their turn and they're capable, they will pick up that behavior. Move on. How did we get broken? We ask you to take a good look at you. Whenever you're praying to the God that you pray to, see to it what you're saying or asking for is something that you truly need. If you're in a situation that you're not happy, there's a good chance it's not for you. you're not supposed to be there. When somebody gets to a point in life and they're fairly young and they decide they're so harsh, they're so angry towards wanting to continue or afraid to continue, and they just give up on themselves. Well, this shouldn't be the case. Check the blueprint. Take a good look at the blueprint. The infrastructure is probably built wrong or lean, or something is missing. If we connect ourselves to what is supposed to be their guides through life. Now, this does not influence or affect, it may affect, but it does not influence. And I'm not suggesting what you believe right now is wrong, good or bad. We're saying if you allow yourself to live in the spiritual path, you could be in any religion you want to in the world. The truth will set you free. Wake up. Wake up to this reality. And what happened to us? How did we fall off the path that we should have been on? Is there messages that was given to us, maybe by the public, maybe by the family members, the media, that we just follow as truth? Well, anybody giving you messages of truth, please hold it to yourself to see that it is truth. If you knew who you were, you could hear BS a mile away. A mile away. Seek what is going to make you happy first. And when you're at your best, now you're able to relay that information on to those that you may be in care of. And I want to say this one thing about the jobs out there that's available. If you find that one job that is so amazing to you and makes you happy and you're content of all time, you will never have to work another day in your life. Remember that. Have we got anything in the way of emails there, sir?
We do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken, of course, with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to get on board, you can write to us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. All right. Let's see. Carla wrote in. Carla said, I am not sure of something here. If we are to live on earth, then we die, then we come back, and we come back several times, won't eventually the population of the world be too much for the world if no one ever dies off permanently? That's from Carla. Nate says, Barrington, you stated you do not believe in coincidence. Well, isn't that the same as karma? That's from Nate. Lisa said, if I created my own self, my own being, my own body, why am I fat? That's from Lisa. Mike says, if you seek things, you will find it. You've said that several times, and I believe that. However, what happens if I seek $1 million? Will I find that? That's from Mike. Shane says, parents should be more involved with their kids, not less. That's why a lot of kids are screwed up and end up in jail doing drugs or committing crimes. 5 years is not enough. They should be with their children through most of their high school years, and from that point on, they start to make more and more of their own decisions. That's from Shane. And lastly, Nikki kind of says the same thing here. She says, 5 years for mental development in a child is not enough, even though in those years they can become very formative and look and listen to their parents. But a parent needs to be there for much longer than that. That's from Nikki. Back to you, Barrington.
Okay, well, thank you. That's a lot of information. Nikki, I'll go to there, and it'll actually answer two of the Shanes as well. Well, when I say 5 years, you know, I'm not saying to give them their walking papers and say, get out the door and you got to go. You know, that's not what I'm saying. That's illegal in most countries. But no, that's not what I'm getting at. I hope that's not how you've taken it. What we're saying is that 5 years, by the time the child reached five, from birth till five, they have taken on everything that you had to offer them already. They're within them. For the next five till, in my kids' age, 25, 30, and so on, because parenting never really ends. And if you know that, if you've got older kids, it just gets more, it changes, you know, but it doesn't end. No, 5 years is definitely not enough time. And Shane and Nikki was saying about that. No, I'm not saying you get your walking papers at five, you got to go, or I'm taking my papers and I'm going. I'm simply saying that your family is your family. And however long that you take to have house children at, you know, till their 20s, 30s, whatever it may be, that's the time that you spend with your kids. Quality time is best at all turns and all takes, right? But in the first 5 years, they've gotten from you verbally as well as spiritually and of course physically and all that other things, all those other things, is that those are the years that they're made. Like kindergarten, you know, you can't send your kid to kindergarten and then, you know, hopefully later on he applies to be a doctor. It doesn't work that way. He's got to take the steps from one to two to three to university and all those things. It is a process. But within the first 5 years of that child, as would be kindergarten, is where you learn everything that you're going to learn in life. And that's where you've inherited everything from your parents. And it comes back from ancestors, you know, from the nose that's on your face was on your great, great, great grandfather's face. And that's a harsh reality, but it is what it is. They're with you. That's going to tie me into answering the next question about going somewhere. But as it is, no, I'm not suggesting that 5 years is all you need to spend with your children. I want to say this. Your children don't belong to you. They're not yours. They didn't come here for you to, you know, do this for them. Basically, you're passing on. They chose you as parents. I said this before, and, you know, your children chose you to be the parent. And all you do, you get them prepared, you get them through kindergarten, you get them through life. And what you're doing as that parent is you're lining yourself up, and you're the arrow, you're the bow, sorry, and they are the arrow, and you set them in the path that they choose, and then you let them go. And that's what happens. They don't, it just flies and lands where it was destined to land in the first place. So the children don't belong to you. They chose you to be the parent, and you're just going to feed them for the next 30 years or however long it takes to get them on their own path. And in doing that, they will do it to your grandkids and the grandkids' kids and so on and so forth. We don't own them. They have their own path. We're just to, you know, keep the temperature on in the house and feed them and love them and teach them what is important to succeed in life. And they will eventually take that path. Many of them will listen to what mommy and daddy had to say about what they should become in life, what they should do in life. And sometimes they're, you know, rebel against it. I don't agree with the system that we have here that says at 18, you should know what you want to do for the rest of your life. So you should get into this college, this university, the streets, and do what you're supposed to do. I think at 18, you're way too young to make that decision. You're a bit confused and you're not sure. And sometimes a lot of us take on what our parents suggested. Eventually, most of us move away from it. And we have something hanging on the wall that's saying, I was supposed to do that, but instead I'm doing this. I hope that answered the question for you guys, and understand that I wasn't trying to suggest that you're kicking the kids out at five. Okay, so Mike, you mentioned seek and find, and if you seek, you will find. And if you seek $1 million, will you find it? Do I think you're going to walk under a bridge one day and see $1 million sitting there waiting for you to come and pick it up? Absolutely not. If I, you know, you're going to go in the back of a taxi cab and find it, I doubt it. Or Uber nowadays, or whatever the case may be. I hope you're not thinking that I said, oh, just look around in the bushes. There's a bag with millions in it waiting for you. But if you prepare yourself for success and you want $1 million and you put your effort to something that's going to create that $1 million for you, you will accomplish. Seek and you will find. But yeah, you're not going to do it sitting on the couch, I don't think, unless you're doing online stuff. But if you're going to seek that million that you said, you have everything that's within you to put you in the path to make that. You just have to find the path that leads towards it. That's seeking. No one, I don't believe, is ever going to knock on my front door and say, here's $1 million. You've been asking for it. I would be suspicious and probably not want to accept it simply because I'm too suspicious as to why this is happening. Going back to Mike's question, seek and you will find, knock and it will open, ask and you will, the questions will be answered. If you want to get that million, it's within you. And the first step towards it is making that conscious adjustment in your mind that says, okay, there's my goal, I'm heading towards it. If you don't have a port as to where you're going, chances are you'll just be a drifter. No pun intended. If you are that feather in the wind without controls, you are just going to end up in the direction that the strongest current is pushing towards. But if you have a very specific destination, you're leaving point A now, and at certain time, you'll be at point B, and that's your focus. It will happen. Make sure you want to get there, though, because I always say, be careful of what you hope for, because it's going to happen. Seek and you will find. And yes, Mike, you can get your $1 million, but you have to go out and figure out how to, it will come to you. You put a sign up with $1 million and stick it on your wall and work towards it. It is working itself towards you, even as we speak. Lisa, you said that you're the creator of yourself, and yes, you are, and you've consciously brought yourself to where you are, that you did. And your words were, why am I fat? Well, that's a decision that you made. And you can easily make the decision not to be fat anymore. And this goes for anybody. Is it in a drug addiction, alcoholism, weight issues? Whatever it is, the decision is within your mind. And you make that decision, a conscious decision, to say, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. And hold on to that. When people are trying to break their bad habits of drugs or cigarettes or whatever, it's a decision that you make. And you have to be very conscious and accurate with that decision. You know what? I don't want to be a smoker no more. And know that's going to happen. Because you have set the message for you. Now you have to see yourself as a thinner person, a non-smoker, not addicted to drugs or abuse or any of these things. You have to make that conscious decision. You must send a message to the brain. The brain sends it into the heart. The heart puts it out into the world, and that becomes it. It's the message that you hold in your heart. It's the image of yourself that you hold in your mind. That's what you've created. And you've said, why am I fat? Well, just say, I am not going to be fat no more. Instantly, you'll see yourself starting to make the decisions of reducing that or creating that you've just wished for. You will automatically start moving in. But halfway through, you are some portion, a few steps, and you say, oh, forget it, I'll never work. Well, you just shot yourself in the foot on the journey that you must take. So now you have to get up and limp until it heals, and then you do it again. It's a decision that you make in your mind. I do not want to be this anymore. Sounds real simple, and it is, and you're probably saying those very same words, but it is possible. All things are possible. You just need to know that. Wake up. Wake up. You make a decision. And while I'm saying all this stuff, those abs, those, you know, six-pack abs, they're not created in the gym. They're created in the kitchen. They're made in the kitchen. That decision is how the food, when I say the kitchen, I don't mean that four square walls are part of your house. I simply mean what you consume is 69% of your well-being. we think we're going to go to the gym and do a crazy whole bunch of running around, squatting, lifting, do all these things. And you're going to burn it off, but the mind hasn't changed. Therefore, it's going to come right back on. It's the food. And it's, I just said this last night, the food is our medicine. And so our medicine should be our food. When the body is not performing the way it is supposed to perform, you're not giving it something that it needs, which is your food, your rest, your lot of liquid. We're 85% water. You got to drink a lot of that. So set yourself in a place where you make a conscious decision, Lisa, to change your path, change the message you're sending to yourself. That will change everything. Okay. Sorry, I got into that one a little deep. Constant karma. So I had said earlier that I don't believe in coincidences, and I don't think they exist. Things that happens were supposed to happen. Now, you may interpret that as good or bad. You may interpret that as right or wrong. You may interpret however it is. It's all relative to your interpretation. I think raining is good. A lot of people say it's bad. The farmers will at some point, you know, or the beautiful bride who wants to get married today. She'll say it's a very bad day for rain. It's only bad for her. And I feel bad, too, by saying that simply because it is needed and it will happen. Okay, coincidences, when something happens to you, and I was having a conversation earlier today with a friend of mine who stated that I met a person by at a spot that I never usually go to at the time, and of course this person needed to hear me talk or hear me or listen to what had to be said, and we said, well, it's not a coincidence, these things were supposed to happen. Your karma is a payback for what you've done. And the reason it comes back and haunts you and people say karma will get you is because you've held the image of that in your mind. Did you steal that person's chicken? You're going to hold that in your mind until that becomes your reality, because you won't forget about it. And eventually, you know, somebody's going to end up stealing your chicken. And it only comes to you, by the way. Your kids don't pay your karma for you. Remember I said earlier, they're not yours. You pay your own. And it is the image of which we hold in our minds as to why it comes back to haunt us. Things that happens to us, things that we've done. That's the karma. Everybody says, oh, karma's going to get you. Karma's going to get you. Well, if you're thinking about it, you're bringing it in and you will have to pay. Everything that happens will always be revealed. It's not hidden secret swept under the rug where it's going to stay there forever. It comes out. It comes out. It's a rotating wheel. The balance of life requires us to have the effects of yin and yang. It's an equal balance. You can't have both yings or both yangs. No, it's got to be one or the other. And you will know that there's a perfect balance in life. So coincidences, I don't believe coincidence exists. I think all things that happens for a good reason. Or reason. Again, I'm going to say that's going to be interpretive by you, be it good or bad. Your karma is going to be your debt that you must pay. And you have to pay it back before you leave. No IOUs. No send your check or credit card after death. It's going to be paid. And I'm not 100% sure. Is it paid while you're still? Yeah, it has to be paid while you're still in the body. Because after you leave the body, your soul has left the body. The body goes back to where it's come from, which is part of the earth, the universe, the whole nine yards. And then the soul goes back to where it is, where it belongs, where it's everything. We don't go anywhere. And we don't die. We just, the body gets old and we have to lay it down or broken or diseased. So we need to rejuvenate, do it again, and you come back again. Now, one of the questions were, am I not concerned that the world would be too populated if there were too many people? And where do new spirits or new souls come from? Well, you know, they say 7.6 billion people live on this planet. I think there's a lot more room for that, for a lot of people to come on, a lot more land for us to feed, regardless of what they're trying to tell you, that there could be too many of us. However, we do choose not to come back. we do choose not to be a human form anymore. I think it was in November of 2012 where a lot of shifting happened on the planet and people were just showing up. A lot of people were showing up. A lot of people are leaving as well, leaving the planet. And you choose to come here. You made a conscious decision as a spiritual existence to come to this planet to feel the material world, to physically feel it. You know, that idea you had of building a chair, it won't work over there in the spiritual world because they don't have nails or saws. Or the point being, you have to be here. So you've come and you've made a chair. Beautiful. So you get to feel the touch, the physical aspect of it. And of course, you pick up a lot of dirt because you hear the negativities of society. You hear the flaws of society. You hear the gloom and doom of society. And we pick and we choose and we get into it. And we try this and we try that. We cheat, we lie, we steal. We do all these crazy things. But here's the good news. When you're leaving all those here with you. You can't bring them home. You can't bring them home. You know, you go on your favorite vacation, you drink like a fish, but when you get home, you're good. You're back to normal. So that only happened because you were away somewhere. When you've come here and you've taken on the human form, you're doing what humans do. But when you leave, before you go through the rejuvenating process, you go back to the spiritual existence as you've come here. Pure. You've come from the light, clear, happy. Somewhere between our first 5 years of life, we're told of what Earth is all about and the gloom and doom. I have opinion. I don't think a family should be raising two children. I think it should be the village that raises all the kids, simply because then everyone would be the same. And we won't stub our noses up and say we're better than those kids, or, you know, sucks to be them kind of attitude. It's the village that makes them. Because if there's something wrong with the parents, you are now raising that child with whatever it is that's wrong or not right. So I'm not suggesting you open your front door and say, okay, the whole neighborhood, come on in and help me govern or let me manage. That's impossible. That's hard to do. Other villages around the world, and I grew up in one of them, that where everybody in the neighborhood had the right to set me straight. And they did. And the entire neighborhood is watching your kids. They've got their backs. And you see that person coming, you straighten up and try to fly right. It does exist in the world. Therefore, if the parents that were raising me were off, harsh, violent, not well, I wouldn't be conditioned to that and that alone. I would have to see the functionality of the village because that's how I would have been raised. Not saying you know... We have to do what we have to do. So while you're at home doing it with your family, you want to be the best of yourself. So the message you're passing on to them is received, not by your ideology, but by the truth. Find the roadmap of spirituality. It will guide you. It will give you the path to take. It will give you the answers you need. He'll definitely give you the strength that is required and absolutely will remove the fear that is not necessary. Or the insecurity, which is the killer. Wake up. Wake up, everybody, and try to live the way life was intended to be. Wake up. You're listening to Barrington. Thank you for joining the show. Today we're talking a little bit about how did we get broken. The conversation started out because I had a person I was having a conversation with, and they were, as we spoke, they were expressing to me, that person was expressing to me, that they were not having a good time. And how do you change that? Well, first of all, because of how the meeting happened, I knew I needed to be there. So I was there. For whatever reason, I was there and the information came forth. This has happened to a lot of you out there. You're just going about your day, your life, everything. You just get that phone call. Or you run into a friend. Or in passing, you say a couple of words and somebody will say, excuse me? And that was the message that needed to be delivered. It's not a coincidence. Your communicator, your higher self, is constantly trying to get your attention. We've not said this for a while, but you know, you get that feeling in the gut. We call it the gut feelings, where something's going to happen and it did. Or you get a pre-told message of who's going to come or who's going to call you. How many times have you had your phone sitting there, you look at it, then it rings and you said, oh my God. Now, if you follow that a little deeper, you could also tell who's calling without looking. Because the message was pre-sent. If you're talking about the sixth chakra, where we communicate like a Wi-Fi that existed long before the internet, you have the ability to connect instinctively to all that there is. When we speak of spirituality and we guide you into a path of finding the truth for yourself, that's the avenue, the river, the stream that we're encouraging, suggesting, opening the door to you finding where your happy self lives. Because everybody has a happy self. You may not have seen or heard from them for a while. You think they've abandoned you? No. It's just mean that the barrier between you and that happy self has gotten a little thicker. So your duty now is to figure out how to chisel it away to bring you back to happiness, happy inside all the time. We didn't bring the baggage here. When we leave this planet, we don't. We physically just lay down the body and stay here until we choose to do something different. At some other time now, I know that there's other existence out there somewhere, and we're not going to talk about that because that's a little deep. But we choose not to come back. We just choose to live in the spiritual world. I can't tell you for sure if there's another place that we go to, but I could tell you that you do have the choice not to come back. So the overflooding or the overpopulating of the planet will not happen. And as you must know by now, nature has ways of fixing things. You see, this is the planet that belongs to everything that's within it. It's that one tile on the wall of the universe and created a bigger picture. We're not going to overpopulate and sink or warp or tilt. That's not going to happen. Whenever there's a disaster of some sort, nature sends in a storm and cleans it up. Whenever there's a mess and it rejuvenates itself, we're a part of that. We're all attached to something bigger and greater than we're aware of. Have we got anything else there, sir?
We do have a couple of emails here. Let's see what we have. Roxy wrote in. I don't know what you said, Roxy, but all she says here is, I believe that's no way to raise kids. That's all she said. So probably what you were talking about before with the 5 years or whatever. So thank you, Roxy. I hope I got that right. Tom wrote in, Barrington, that's such a great thing that you said regarding your abs. Food is the real reason, not exercise. You should do a food show. That's from Tom. Thank you. Zach says, karma a lot of times is bad, as we always hear, but is there any good karma? That's from Zach. Robert wants to know, we don't really die and we don't really go anywhere. What happens when we die on the table? That's Robert. And lastly, Vic says, Barrington, I noticed you said, oh my God. So you do believe in God. That's from Vic. Back to you.
Okay, so here we go. Vic, I do believe in God. I've never said that I didn't. I don't think there's a God up there that sits in a big chair that's taking notes of what I do in my everyday living. He's sitting here with me as we're talking to you. And you're the God as well, Victor, that I must add. And everybody else who can hear this, we're all a part of this great thing. We're all a part of it. And you're connected to me, again, like the tiles on the wall. It creates a greater picture. I say, oh my God, yeah. Everybody's, it's just a phrase. But it's the higher consciousness of yourself. It's the higher you. And it's called Buddha, God, Zen, Lord Krishna, the Gita, every one of them, Muslim, every one of them talks about their version of it, but it's all the same. It's all connected to the same source. So if you could put your hand up and count the tips of your fingers, there's five different ones. But if you follow the trace down, it is still connected to a great body. And oh, look over there, there's another hand with hopefully five fingers on it. And it's all interconnected to the same system. There is a God. I believe in God 100%. I am one, and so are you, and so is everybody else. People don't like to hear that. They're comfortable in knowing that there's a greater entity source up there that's coming to rescue us. And my first thing is, from what? What are we being rescued from? You are the God, and you have a level of a higher level of consciousness for you to get to and find out more about who you are. What happens when you die on a table? Well, there's no such thing as death. The spirits leave the soul leaves the body. The body's gotten to a point where it was, I don't know, it's you're on a table, you're shot or starved or whatever the case may be. The spirit does exit the body. It gets out of it and it goes back to its source. You know, take that little ice cube and you throw it in the ocean. It's still there. You might not be able to see it once it changes its form and becomes liquid, but it's still there, and it'll be very difficult to find it. But at any given time, you could go down there and scoop up another cup and freeze it, and bang, you have another ice cube or a cup of ice or whatever the case may be. You don't go anywhere. When you die on the table, you will physically see, and they've measured this, that the weight has changed. From a living person to a dead person, it will change. And you will see something is leaving the body. Something is leaving the body. And that something is the true you, the identifiable you that resides in the body. When we're driving our vehicles down the highway, and we're not really the vehicle, we're just the one inside making it work. You're pressing this and doing that and turning this, and it's working. When the vehicle goes to the junkyard, you don't go with it. No, sir, you don't. I hope you don't. So yeah, we do exist within the body when we die on the table. The body goes back to its original source, and so do we go back to our original source. Are there good karmas? Absolutely. What you sow, so shall you reap. Oh, that was easy. Whatever you sow, you're going to get back. Whatever you plant in. If you plant carrots, you'll get carrots. And if you plant the seed of a carrot, if you plant tomatoes, you'll get tomatoes. If you plant bad things, you're going to get bad things. Unfortunately, BS doesn't grow. It just expands. So the thing is, when you plant, whatever you plant, you will receive. Good karma is the good deeds that you've done being you rewarded for. I used to make a joke all the time that if I ever make it to heaven, they better have a trophy for me up there. It's so good. So I thought. The bottom line is, what you put in is what you'll get out. You want to be an SOB to somebody? Guess what? You're going to get your turn. My favorite line to say all the time is that old person that's in front of you is you waiting to happen. Now, all you have to do is make a decision today of how you're going to be treated when you become that old person. So you go ahead and push them out of the way and kick them down or be mean to them. By all means, you're planting something and it will materialize. It will grow. You will become that person. Good karma do exist because what you put in is what you get out. If you're doing good things will happen to you. There's no science that can disprove that. You do good things. It means that you're on the street of good. And everything in this environment, this area, this situation is relatively good. Everything on the other street, which is not good. When you start saying, why are these things always happen to me? Well, step back at that moment and look at where you're standing. Take a good look at your mindset. If you are standing in the rain, you are going to get wet. If you lay down with the dogs, yes, you will catch fleas. And you've heard all those things already. It has a lot to do with the decisions that you've made in your mind. Do good things. You get good karma. Now, the comment I made about the abs are built in the kitchen, please don't go in the kitchen and pull up your shirt and wait for muscles to show up. The idea behind it, and thank you very much for bringing that to me, Tom, the idea behind it is how you feed yourself. You are what you think. You are what you eat. And what you think about eating, what becomes you. Therefore, if you want to have this super thing, don't spend any time buying this. And I say this all the time, and the diet people really hate me. Don't spend much of your time going on a diet doing this. No, change your mind about what you eat and then make a conscious decision to move towards it. And if you could do that, now it's hard to do, and to become a vegetarian is difficult. It's not difficult, but it's you know, you've been eating meat for a very long time. Well, you just try to tell yourself that you're not a meat eater, and eventually you'll stop. Simple as that. The food is the most important part. It's our medicine, and you need to get into it and do well by yourself, to yourself, for yourself. You deserve it. Make a decision not to be that person anymore, because at some point in your life, you did make a decision to be this person, and the cakes and pies and all those things don't help either. But I'm saying you made a conscious decision to be the person you are today. You can make a conscious decision to be the person you hope to be tomorrow. Work towards it. Go in the kitchen and make some abs. Okay, now we were a little confused with what Roxy was trying to say. No way to raise the children. I'm not sure how to add to that. Were you agreeing with the village concept or the single family, the family unity? I don't know what to say. What I can't say about raising your kids, you need to seek the best self for you. You need to be your best for yourself. And when you're the best, you're teaching the ones around you. Now, it may not be the best for them, but if you're doing the best that you know how to do, you'll make winners all the time, because you're teaching them how to do the best that they can do. And this is all that we hope to accomplish. Seek the best and be your best self. Remember, be mindful of the message that you're teaching, you're passing on, without even words, just your actions. Just your actions. I remember I was looking at some blueprints a long time ago. My oldest son was about 2.5 years old, and he was sitting at the end of my desk. That's how little he was. And I'm working, and I see him put his hand on his forehead, and he shook his head. And I nearly jumped out of my skin. Unfortunately, for me, that's something I do all the time. My point being is that how would he even know that? But he's learning, he's observing, and he must at some point see me, you know, being puzzled by something and put my hand on my forehead and just shake my head. And there's my 2.5-year-old son doing it. It was a good laugh after I calmed down and, you know, realized what we're sending a message out there. And you want to be mindful as to the message that you're sending, because you don't want to send the wrong one. You can't expect your kids to reap good nutrition food if you didn't plant any for them, or if you didn't suggest that's the best way. And you can't teach anyone. That's what I was trying to remember. You cannot teach something that you don't know. It's not possible. If you can't fire an airplane, you can't teach me how to do it. You have to learn first, then teach me. If you can't plant properly, you have to learn how before you can teach me. Therefore, we are only good at teaching what we know. Therefore, make sure what you know is accurate. Thank you very much for joining the show today. We're talking about broken. We went through it a little bit fast. We didn't get caught up on the book. We didn't get caught up on what we talk about on YouTube. I do want to say that you can hear the show again Thursday night at 10 p.m. Check it out there. You're listening to Barrington. I appreciate you being there. I didn't get through all of what I wanted to get through with us being broken, but the hour has come to an end. I appreciate your time. Please spend some time with you every day. Spend some time learning who you are. Spend some time practicing how to meditate. You are doing yourself an amazing thing, and for those that are around you, they will love you for it. They'll support it, and you'll be passing on the best of your knowledge. Be straight to yourself. Be honest to yourself at all times. Do not tell yourself a lie. It'll confuse you, and it'll lead you in a path of no good. Be consciously aware of the greatness that you are, constantly secure and seek to find a greater pasture for you to dwell in. When you are idling, you are fallen. Don't be content. We're not designed that way. Imagine the antlers decide not to leave the field when the grass dried up. We wouldn't know about them today. They seek greener pastures. This is life. You too owe it to yourself. Thank you very much for being a part of the Barrington Show today. And until we speak again, namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.